The Big Scary Show is brought to you in part by Dark Imaginings, web design, creepy changing portraits, and much, much more. DarkImaginings.com.
For the deepest, darkest crypts, to the backwoods swamp where you hit the bottom, from the inside of your casket to the fears lodged deep inside your subconscious, it's time for the Big Scary Show.
Hey, this is JV Johnson from Scarecon, and you're listening to The Big Scary Show.
This is Mike Quill from Feartown Haunted House, and you are listening to The Big Scary Show.
Hi, this is Joe Souza from I Think Right Kid and a Monster, and you're listening to The Big Scary Show.
This is Ricky Lissurungus, and I run Qua Will Never Die on Facebook, and you're listening to The Big Scary Show.
Ooh, scary.
This is Dana Potter from HorrorCornucopia.com, and you're listening to The Big Scary Show.
This is Horror Show Jack, and I'm from New Jersey, and you are listening to The Big Scary Show.
This is Jamie Wilkins from JW Press, and you are listening to The Big Scary Show.
This is Misty Pendragon from Scream Sisters, and you're listening to The Big Scary Show.
This is Leo Pond from The Dorkening, and you're listening to The Big Scary Show.
This is Alexandra from Holmes House Photography, and you are listening to The Big Scary Show.
This is Terry Wendell from Terry Dragon, and you are listening to The Big Scary Show.
Boy, I love summertime. The weather's hot, everything's kind of lazy and slow. Nice to just relax and enjoy the sunshine. I keep thinking I'm forgetting something, though. Holy crap, it's build season! I gotta get to work! Well, folks, while we're working on build season, trying to get everything ready for the fall, why don't you tune into episode 161 of The Big Scary Show? Storm was up in Framingham, Massachusetts for Scarecon New England, and he has brought back an absolute ton of interviews with all sorts of great vendors. I think you're going to get a lot out of it. Oh, geez, can't believe I forgot this. Storm's also going to have a haunt minute. Meat Hook Jim will be talking something between the corpses. The monster mentalist Jerry Vane is going to be playing some spooky music to get you in the haunt mood while you're laying down those wires and hammering and sawing and nailing everything. Feister's going to be talking about the Chicago horror scene. I hear there's a few cool things going on in Chicago regarding Halloween and haunted houses. Might want to check that out. So busy working on the build, we forgot to do a round table this time, but that's okay. We'll have one on the next episode. We might even have a gruesome giveaway winner for the month of June, do we? Stay tuned. Ah, geez. Let me get back to work here. So you guys sit back and enjoy the next Big Scary Show for episode 161. In the meantime, it's back to work.
All right, Storm here on the show floor at Scarecon New England. Just got out of the
horror podcasting startup panel. A lot of neat folks on that one. People we've talked to: Andy at Inebriart, Missy at Scream Sisters, Leo from The Dorkening, and another guest whose name I forget, but we'll check them out and talk to them later too. But it's really good. Hey, we might even have audio from that later too. I think they'll let us use it. So I'm going to go around, check some people out. A lot of neat people here. Dee Snider's wandering around. Elvira's wandering around. Doug Bradley's here. Tom Savini's here. Pretty neat place. Sheridan here in Framingham, Massachusetts for ScareCon New England. So, Storm, going to go around. Hey, let's go see if some of our listeners are around too. Yay!
Are you afraid this haunt season? Afraid of long lines of dissatisfied customers just at your ticket booth? Afraid of all the processing fees and hassle with credit cards? Are you afraid to make that jump into online ticketing? Well, take the leap. Ticket Leap. Ticket Leap will give you online options for your customer. Beautiful event pages to give every single ticketing option you have now and loads of possibility. Smart tools to spread the word, engage with your customers, and connect to social media with great, simple payment processing and the friendly customer support to go with it. Do things you haven't dreamed of. Hey, what's a selfie ticket? Check out TicketLeap.com. They're going to show you what to do. And no haunt's too big or too small for them to process. You're going to have a beautiful event page, even if you have a home haunt. Hey, they have options for free events that you may have. And what better way to collect donations for a community? Tickets under $5. The fee's only 25 cents. Find out what TicketLeap has to offer to you. TicketLeap.com.
All right, Storm here on the show floor of ScareCon, and I'm here with Mike from Feartown in Seekonk, Massachusetts. Mike,
yes,
how are we doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Pretty good. Hang on a second. I think my levels got messed up. All right, there we go. All right, Mike, tell us what we got with Feartown this year.
Yeah, so we're going into our sixth year. We are deep in the woods at Seekonk Speedway, mm-hmm. just outside of Providence, Rhode Island. So, we have a 45-minute long show that we put on, kind of indoor and outdoor, and so we're excited for this coming year. We're starting to gear up for the year, so we're here to promote a little bit, and season's coming up fast.
Fantastic. How'd you make up last year? I know we had a lot of rained-out Saturdays last year. Were you guys able to have a successful season?
Yeah, this past year was actually, the weather was unseasonably warm.
Yeah.
We're an outdoor event, so we're always at the whim of Mother Nature, but it was great. It was, if anything, the actors were too hot.
Yes.
That was our only, we've never run into that as a problem, but.
You tell them to dress in layers and then they're still shedding clothes out in the middle of the woods.
For New England, it was quite warm.
Excellent. Big plans or anything for this year, especially in promotions coming up this summer?
Yeah, so we're actually, we're double dipping this weekend. So we're at ScareCon mm-hmm. right now, and we have a float tonight in the Rhode Island Pride Parade.
Okay, yeah.
So it's a busy weekend on the Feartown promotion front. So we're excited. It's a great event here, and we're excited to go over there tonight, downtown Providence, and
That's always quite a big turnout and a great festival every year.
Yeah, it is going to be not going to be a boring event.
No, absolutely not.
We're going to have a good time.
When's opening season? Opening weekend for you?
We are the last weekend of September.
All right.
Through just up to Halloween, and then we do our Extreme Fears event the first weekend of November.
Okay, so excellent. So nice long season this year again.
Yeah,
fantastic. Where can our listeners find out more and get tickets for a coming season?
Yeah, so you can find everything out on our website at fear-town.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, but the website is kind of the good place to go for anything you need.
Sounds good. You guys do a great job. Looking forward to the show this year.
Thanks a lot. Mike. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for Deadline News here on The Big Scary Show with your host, me, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest in the haunted house, Halloween, and horror industries. Hello everyone, Drew Badger here. This is Deadline News for episode 161, and
We have this sad news from one of our own. The Big Scary Show is sad to report that home haunter Michael J. Podlin of Scary's Forest Frights in Arlington Heights, Illinois, lost his battle with pancreatic cancer on June 11th. He fought valiantly for 2+ years and passed away the way he wanted at home, surrounded by family. His passion for Halloween surpassed most, and his final wish was to have his ashes be a part of the haunted attraction that he had become known for over the years. His wife is considering how to honor her husband's last request. One option is to have his ashes sealed in a custom skull urn that would be placed in a window during Halloween. Quote, "If it were up to him, his bones or his casket would be right out there live," she told NBC5. "It's a little illegal, so I'm not going to do that." Unquote. The Big Scary Show sends its deepest condolences to the family, friends, and fans of Michael J. Podlin and Scary's Forest Frights in Arlington Heights, Illinois, and offers up this moment of silence. We have a little news from Lake Hickory Haunts in Hickory, North Carolina. At Lake Hickory Haunts, we're always seeking and hiring new employees. We have an excellent team that is great to work with, and we're always seeking to grow and expand our team. You may apply to work at Lake Hickory Haunts anytime throughout the year. Applicants must be at least 17 years of age, have a valid ID, and meet all federal and state employment eligibility requirements. Employees who are 17 years of age or less must have a parent or guardian signature in order to work. Positions available include, but are not limited to, actors, makeup artists, costume designers, fabricators, carpenters, maintenance, scenic artist, DJ, and more. Fill out an application or get more information at lakehickoryhaunts.com. We have this news from the Fear Factory in Salt Lake City, Utah. Fear Factory is at it again on Friday, the 13th of July, and Saturday, July 14th. Fear Factory is turning off the lights and turning on the terror. In addition, we're looking for some of the hardest working monsters, event specialists, and more to join our team. Whether you're part of our acting cast or looking for a home for your specialized skills in event operations, we'd love to hear from you. How many positions do we have to fill? Well, we aren't just a single building haunted house inside an old Shopko. We're one of the region's largest, with 6 buildings, 2 underground passages, a huge staff, and some of the best awards in the industries, like BuzzFeed's recent award that put us in the top 20 in the world. So if you're as excited about Halloween, working with others, and have extraordinary teamwork, we want to hear from you. We have many opportunities from acting to rides, security, ticketing, retail store, concessions, and more. Get more info or fill out an application at fearfactoryslc.com. We have this news from Zombie Farms Haunted Trail in Athens, Georgia. Announcing our casting call for Zombie Farms Haunted Trail. We work hard to make casting calls fun, educational, and completely unique. Plus, you meet some awesome people. We work hard, we sweat, we scream, we learn to scare, but mostly we have fun. Want to join the Zombie Farms horde? Email us at rip@zombiefarms.com or comment on our Facebook page and we'll tell you how. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/zombiefarmsofathens. We have this news from Darkside Acres Haunted Attraction in Jonesville, Michigan. For one night only, Darkside Acres will be hosting a Midsummer Scream event on Friday the 13th of July. There will be 5 attractions open for one low price, plus the Halloween Barn Sale will feature vendors selling new and used Halloween masks and props. Vendors include Darkside Acres, Body Bag Entertainment, Frighteners Entertainment, Beyond the Grave Productions, FX Addicts Studios, Chaotic Creations, and more. Plus, you can enter for a chance to win an Xbox One
and a Friday the 13th game. Get more information at DarkSideAcres.com, and that's DarkSide, side has a Y, Acres.com. We have this news from the Wicked Woods of Terror in Caro, Michigan. July 13th and 14th, Wicked Woods of Terror presents Friday the 13th Bloodbath, with July 14th being a normal show without the blood. Warning, due to the nature of this event, a waiver must be signed. Participants under 18 must have parental permission before attending. One person per group must have a valid ID and be responsible for the entire group. We do not recommend this event for anyone under 18. Personal items could get stained or destroyed during this event. Your ticket will include a t-shirt. Your event shirt will be white or black. White shirts will get blood, and black shirts, no blood. If you don't want to visit for this event, come on Saturday the 14th. The tickets are at regular price, and again, there's no blood. The blood is fake and may stain the skin for a few days. If you have sensitive skin, this might not be for you. The event is similar to a color run, but no running. You walk our haunted trail. To keep blood out of your eyes, we strongly recommend safety glasses or goggles, and you must wear shoes and a shirt. Do not bring your cell phone. If you do, keep it in a plastic Ziploc bag. Tickets with a shirt need to be bought before the end of the deadline, June 28th. You can buy tickets at the door, but it's the same price and you don't get a shirt. You must also wear black or white, so it's better to buy in advance. And just as a reminder, fake blood can take a few washes to come out of skin or hair. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/WickedWoodsOfTerror. I wonder if there'll be blood. And finally, we have this news from Demon Acres Camp Dread Experience in Hannibal, New York. Pack your bags because we're holding an overnight stay at Demon Acres on August 4th from 7:30 p.m. until 8 a.m. You'll camp out in the depths of the dark forest. To survive, you must stay awake until morning. There will be fun, games, music, horror, and so much more. For more details, visit demonacres.com. And remember, folks, any and all of the haunts we mention on Deadline News or the Big Scary News, you can find more information about them at findahaunt.com. That's findahaunt.com. Remember, folks, if you have news in the haunted house, Halloween, or horror industries, and you want it on the show, email it to us, news@bigscaryshow.com, and we'll get it on the show. No news is too big or too small. This concludes this edition of the Big Scary Show's Deadline News.
Are you looking for a comprehensive ticketing solution for your haunted attraction? HauntPay has the answer. We skip the features you don't need and focus on the ones you like, such as timed ticketing and repeat time slots, variable ticket types, bundle and combo tickets, social media discounts. And now featuring all-in-one options, including managing your tickets online and at the door, as well as upselling and managing your merchandise and concessions, with a comprehensive report on everything at the end of the night. Head on over to HauntPay.com and get started in 60 seconds for free.
All right, Storm, back on show floor at ScareCon New England, and I'm with Jennifer?
Alexandra.
Hey, look, again, scoring at home. That's the second or third name I've messed up just within minutes of meeting them. And I am at Holmes House Photography. Tell me a little bit about what you have.
A couple of prints that I've done over the past year or so. A lot of them are self-portraits. They're meant to look like analog, but I do them all digitally. And I just wanted to capture something that was creepy from my imagination.
It's really awesome. Listeners, when you check out online, it's a great contrast, especially, are they all black and white, or do you have any with a little color?
All black and white as of right now, yeah.
which is one of the neatest things with Halloween and the macabre and just that capturing of it. Where do you go to get some of your subjects? Do you just find it in the neighborhood, or do you make destinations?
I try to do a lot of research, and I travel whenever possible because I love to travel. I've taken some pictures at abandoned buildings in Pennsylvania. I've taken some in Japan, and some just in the woods behind my house. So just kind of everywhere.
Have you ever done requests where somebody asks you to come out to a property or something to use your style of photography?
I've been asked, but I haven't done it as of yet. It's something I'm open to in the future.
Oh, sounds great. What other shows will people be able to check you out and places you'll be at in the coming summer and fall?
I am going to be at Salem Horror Fest in October.
Awesome.
As of right now, that's the only show I have, but you can definitely check me out online at holmeshousephoto.com. I am planning on opening up my online store this month.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we'll definitely be looking at that, and that's Holmes House, HOLMESHAUS.com, right?
Holmes House Photo. Yeah.
Photo.com.
Yeah,
there we go.
That right on at the end. Yep.
I'm reading off the sign, and that's, I miss things and get it, but that works. Excellent. Anything else you want to add?
No, I'm just really happy to be here, and, hope people can check me out online if they can't make it here.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Alexander, and I hope the show's great for you.
Great. Thank you so much.
Audio Zombie, The Living Dead, on The Big Scary Show. Thank you.
Storm, back on show floor at ScareCon New England, and I am here at the Horror Cornucopia booth. What could that be? All right, tell me a little bit about Horror Cornucopia.
Hello, my name is Dana. My wife and I we're putting together a website called Horror Cornucopia. It's going to be loosely based around home haunts and local haunts. So if you have a home haunt and you're looking for maybe an actor, makeup artist, somebody who does props, volunteers, anything like that, you can come to our website and you can click on, say, if you're looking for a makeup artist, click on makeup artist and you should have a list of people who want to volunteer their time or learn, you know, and going along. And it also works the other way around. If you are someone who does makeup or if you do props and all that, get your information. We contact you, and then people who have, you know, the haunted attractions can find you on there. And if you do like if you have a hobby where you create, you know, different props or whatever, you can get your work on our website. Let other people see it. It's a way to get your name out there and your products out there.
Fantastic. So, how can potential actors, home haunts, and haunted attractions register with you? Is there a big process, or is it just finding the website?
It's as simple as just coming to the website and give us an email and tell us that you're interested, and then we can come back. We can contact you. If you're local within, say, 100 miles, I can send a crew out to come and interview you, take a picture of your work or your haunted house or home haunt. And, we'll definitely get you featured on our website. It's really easy.
All right. So is it New England you're featuring first?
As far as the home haunts, yeah, we're going to do strictly kind of New England. I have a couple of people that do New Hampshire, Maine, New York to look at the bigger haunted attractions so we can get reviews and pictures and stuff that are, things that are going around. But, as far as home haunts go, we're going to try to keep it local as we can. Just Rhode Island, mm-hmm. Massachusetts, maybe Connecticut, something like that. So,
all right. But, yeah, definitely a growing industry resource.
Absolutely.
And that type of thing. And as you branch out, go more national. But there is so much in this area, and it's so hard to find. And just relying on a newspaper to tell you where the best home haunts are or to, hoping Craigslist will find your actors. We get that question every year. How do I find actors for my haunt and that type of thing? Where are you picturing Horror Cornucopia going as it grows?
We're hoping it turns into a giant monster, and we just want to be like a central hub for anybody who is kind of like myself. I like to create my own creations, mm-hmm. but I never really knew how to get it out there other than, like you said, with Craigslist. And this way, just everybody's all gathered into one big hub, and we're hoping to maybe go international one day. Mm-hmm. My wife is from Australia, so we're planning on maybe moving there in the next maybe 5 years, and kind of started all over again in Australia, so then it would kind of be an international thing. Of course, I don't think the home haunts would work for the people here in America and Australia, but yeah, it's just something we want to keep on doing and make it bigger, just turn it into a giant.
Definitely bears and mooses and cows. I've never, everything in Australia scares us Americans here, but those things, they don't know what they are, which is fantastic to think of. So there's a lot of undertaking with this. What is the passion? What drives you? What got you into doing this and want to take on this type of industry website?
When I was a kid, my brother and sister took me to go see the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and I think probably that is what kind of scarred me for life, if you will, in a good way, because I've been just a passionate all my entire childhood, growing up with Dark Shadows and all those TV shows, Twilight Zone. I had an opportunity to build a haunted house in Texas, in Forney, Texas. It was called the Haunt House. And getting to know the actors and seeing how, behind the scenes and seeing how it's all done, the passion just kept growing. And so now that I'm older, I'm out of the haunt business. I'm trying to put something together for the haunters now. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yep,
so. Sounds great. Dana, how can our listeners check out Horror Cornucopia? Websites, social media?
Our website, first of all, and then we're going to try to get on social media. I'm not really into social media right now. I'm probably going to have somebody that's good with social media get us on Twitter and Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I did kind of dabble with it, but I really recommend they come to the website instead.
All right, and that's cornucopia.com, right?
That's it.
Excellent. Sounds good. Dana, anything else you wanted to share with us? Are you guys going to be at any upcoming shows this fall or during the summer?
We plan on hopefully going to, what was it, Rock and Shock.
I think there's
a Rock and Shock coming up. So we're going to try to get a booth going for that one as well. So come out and see us.
Excellent. Sounds good. All right, Dana. Thank you very much.
Hope
the show's good for you.
Thank you.
Want to take your haunt to a new dimension of terror? Then let Dark Imaginings conjure up some ghoulish graphics and web design services for your home, haunt, or crypt. Since 2007, professional and home haunters alike have trusted our award-winning and dedicated skeleton crew to make their nightmares come true. Whether you need graphic design services, logos, websites, spooky visuals, or creepy changing portraits, we can help your business look its scary best. To see more of our products and services, drop by darkimaginings.com. Let us help you get ahead of your competition.
All right, Storm back on the show floor at ScareCon New England. I am here with Horror Show Jack, and he has custom fangs. Jack, tell us about your fangs.
Our fangs, from what I've been told by my customers, are one of the best in the on the market. I'm just a guy trying to make a living, but we take a custom impression of your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
We take an impression of your teeth, and I custom make them just for you to fit you and you alone. And this way, I live in New Jersey, so if you live in California and you lose your fangs, you break your fangs, your pet eats your teeth, I've heard of everything. You don't have to wait till I come around again. You can just mail them all back to me and get them repaired or get new ones. Because some people like, oh, I bought a pair, now I want more. I'm like, well, you just mail it back to me and let me know when.
Tell me a little bit about the quality of your fangs. You know, we always have the haunters who will go to the party store, get the ones that stick in with the goo, and, you know, try and make a season out of it, and suddenly they don't make it an hour.
Yeah, well, you need to have a wherewithal with the mixture of things. I was trained by a dentist briefly, and everything else was trial and error. But the melted plastic that you use on the fangs from, like, the store, they push on your gum line, and they can make your gums recede. Mm-hmm. Plastic being bond to your teeth is not necessarily the most healthy thing. Mm-hmm. Ours are made from dental acrylic. They are the same thing dentists use for caps, crowns, dentures, and everything, which I've made. I've made dentures and flippers and everything. We call them costume cover-ups, because just because I'm not a real dentist.
Yeah.
I have a whole set in my mouth right now, and most people, until you get to know me, think they're my real teeth.
Yeah,
so
you would think of it right there. And what's great, too, is you have no problem talking.
No, and I have 20 individual fangs right now in my mouth.
It is. It's a little creepy. I didn't notice it till actually I was talking. I go, oh, great, he's got creepy vampire shark teeth. You know, you think after the years I've been in the industry, it wouldn't bother me. You're located out in New Jersey, but how can our listeners find out more if they wanted to make an order?
You can look up Horror Show Jack Fangsmith on Facebook, Horror Show Jack on Twitter, Instagram, Vero, Tumblr, and I just recently got a new webpage redone, and it's not 100% finished, but it's HSJ Fangs on Wix.
Okay, so, great. I'm sure Google searches will help find that.
Yeah,
find
probably.
You on the social media. Any shows that you got upcoming after ScareCon?
We have Days of the Dead next weekend, and then we have one weekend off, and I'll be damned if I can remember where I'm going. I know in July, we one show we definitely have is Live Free or Die Tattoo Convention in New Hampshire, I think.
Sounds
and
about right.
Then August comes around, we have Scares of Care, Monster Mania, Rowley Con. another show.
I'm basically
living week to week at this point. What show are you doing? I don't know until I get home and look at the calendar.
I know.
This is the 16th show of the year for us, so I'm burned out.
We have four co-hosts, and we lose track of the shows. And that's four of us going when we can.
Yeah, I also help run a Guar Will Never Die on Facebook, which is a fan page run by me and my friend Riculus Urungus, who's the illegitimate son of Odorous Urungus. He goes live on Wednesday nights or Thursday nights, so check him out, too.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. I have a feeling one of my co-hosts, Badger, will be tracking you down at Scarce the Care. This is going to be great.
Oh, he does karaoke at Scarce the Care.
Oh, my goodness. That's such a great show, too.
Oh, yeah.
Jack, anything else you wanted to add?
Be nice to each other. Help people out and have fun and more horror movies.
And do it with fantastically frightening facts.
And to the jerk who was part of the original creation of Friday the 13th that's making everything stop in its tracks, stop being a dick.
Yeah. No, we like horror. Let it go.
I mean, I love Jason's my favorite. And the fact that, like, even the game, they can't add on now because of the lawsuit. I'm like, I understand we all want cheddar. We all want money.
Yeah, exactly.
And I can't believe I just said cheddar. But, I mean,
it's the Rhode Island thing. You drop some of the R's.
Yeah, right. You gotta... 35 years, man. He didn't say a word. Now, all of a sudden, if the judge is good, he'll just be like, you know what? You should have said something years ago. Too bad. Go away.
Exactly. Great.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jack. You have yourself a good one. Hope the show's great for you. Take it easy, man. Thank you.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you've been listening to the show, especially the last episode, you know we had a gruesome giveaway for the month of June. We asked a question on the last show, and of all the entries we received, we randomly selected this one. We might have a potential winner on the line. Let's find out. Potential winner, what is your name? Where are you located?
Valerie Hoover from Sellens Grove, Pennsylvania.
Valerie Hoover from Sellens Grove, Pennsylvania. Not familiar with that town. What part of the state is it?
Central, about 50 miles north of Harrisburg.
Okay. Wow. You in the mountains?
No, a lot of country.
Okay, very nice. Well, Valerie, let's see if you remember what we asked last month, or last show. I do need to ask you a couple of quick legal questions. Number one. Excuse me there. Question number one. Did we ask you or contact you in any way, shape, or form other than to tell you when to call in?
No.
Fantastic. Question number two. Did you try to influence us to pick your name through any means of bribery or other?
No.
All right. Fantastic. Well, Valerie Hoover of Sellens Grove, PA, I believe the question, which I don't have in front of me, but I believe to paraphrase it was, the Haunted Attraction Association recently gave out two scholarships for the first time they've ever done this in their history. From what two states did the scholarship winners reside?
Pennsylvania and Louisiana.
That would be absolutely correct. One was from Pennsylvania, one was from Louisiana. Congratulations, Valerie Hoover. You are the gruesome giveaway winner for the month of June.
Thank you.
Excellent. Valerie, do you work at a haunt, own a haunt, do a yard display or home haunt or anything like that?
No, not at the time. I'm hoping to sometime in the near future, though.
Well, fantastic. Well, hopefully this prize from Screamline Studios will get you on your way towards doing that very goal. And if you'll hang on the line after this, we'll get some shipping information from you and get that out to you really soon. Once again, we want to thank our fine friends at ScreamlineStudios.com for supplying these prizes to the Big Scary Show's gruesome giveaway. Once again, our winner for the month of June, Valerie Hoover in Pennsylvania. She's going to be getting a fine prize, and next month you too could get a fine prize just by listening to the Big Scary Show.
Broadcasting to you from the darkest reaches of the earth, this is A Haunt Minute. And now, with this week's commentary, Storm.
All right, so came across an interesting story this week while looking about something for my Haunt Minute. And this story is about a gentleman outside of Chicago in Arlington Heights. Michael Podlin. Unfortunately, Michael lost his battle with pancreatic cancer recently. And he was a longtime home haunter. He had been he and his wife had worked at a haunt years before, and for the past 17, 18 years have been doing a home haunt on their yard. And one of his dying wishes is to still be part of his haunt, even after he's gone, which is actually pretty cool. And, you know, Michael here is has one haunting, at least for this week, even for many of us. Because I know, you know, I've been to haunts and go, ooh, I'd love to be buried here, but I don't think I've gone far enough saying I want to be in a haunt. Now, you know, the family knows how great it'd be to have his casket or his skeleton to be part of a haunt. Not legal and, you know, not really most respectful, but, you know, even the wife was saying, you know, she's looking for a skull or something that maybe they can put his ashes in, you know, something like that. And she's even telling him, well, you know, what are we going to do with this? I don't want a skull sitting around my house. In true haunter style, Michael told her, just put me in the garage and take me out for Halloween. You know, you really don't get much more haunter than that right there. So, you know, talking about, you know, living the lifestyle there right till the end, it's definitely pretty good. Hey, you know, reach out to him if anybody knows who does, you know, skull-shaped urns or something that work with that. But regardless, part of his display, which was actually pretty neat, is a unfinished tombstone that will be part of the display this year that Michael is working on. Fittingly says, cancer sucks. So, be like Mike and keep every minute scary.
Tune in next episode for another Haunt Minute. And in the meantime, share your opinions on the Big Scary Show Facebook page and on Twitter at Big Scary Storm.
Hi, this is Josh Gates from Travel Channel's Expedition Unknown, reminding you to send all hate mail to storm@bigscaryshow.com.
All right, Storm back on the show floor at ScareCon New England. I'm here with Joe from I Think I Created a Monster. Joe, tell me what I'm looking at.
So you're looking at mostly utilitarian sculptures, paper and cloth mache. Each one's unique, handmade. I don't use any molds on any piece. We use polymer clay and old bed sheets to create the texture to make the monsters. And each one is individual, and they all seem to function. We have boxes, jars, magnets, things like that. So it goes a little further than just being a one-of-a-kind piece of art.
And these listeners, you're going to have to check out their website and everything, because these are amazing. You've got jars and boxes and things that hang out. But it's that almost fun but scary comic book-like monster with the eyes and fangs and everything that pops out. What inspires you guys to make these? I mean, everyone's different.
I've pretty much been drawing and doodling monsters since I was a kid. I was raised in a house that had a lot of horror movies, a lot of comic books, so I always had access to that kind of pop culture. And most of these faces and, you know, creatures just kind of come out naturally. I really don't have too many things planned when I get to work. I just kind of start making them, putting them together, and they just kind of come out naturally, I guess, is the best way.
Absolutely fantastic. What other shows will you guys be appearing at this summer and fall?
We'll be at Connecticut Comic Con at Foxwoods with Altered Reality. We'll also be at Rhode Island Comic Con for Altered Reality.
Oh, cool.
You can catch us at Boston Comic Con at the Boston Exposition Center, Keystone Comic Con in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, New York Comic Con, Rock and Shock in Worcester, Massachusetts, and Walker Stalker in New Jersey, and Dragon Con in Atlanta.
Do you guys do, like, custom concept things? If there's, you know, some sort of container or something somebody would want to request, are you guys open to that?
Oh, yeah, we do custom work. You know, it usually remains in my style. I can't really seem to get away from it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, if people want specific expressions, specific colors, stuff like that, or if they even have a vessel that they would like to, you know, apply a monster to. And I've done a lot of collaborations with different pottery artists and people who do jars and things like that, so... We're definitely always looking for, you know, collaborations and custom work to, you know, try to get different things out there.
Fantastic. Well, these are awesome. Where can our listeners check it out? Website, social media?
Yeah, we're on Facebook and Instagram. I think I created a monster.com. That's A-H at the end, no R's here in New England. And the best place to find us, we have an Etsy store that the website will link you to.
Excellent. Sounds great. Thank you very much, Joe, and hope the rest of the show goes great for you.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you. Wait, what are you looking for under a tombstone in broad daylight? Shh. You'll scare her away.
Scare her away? Who? What? What can you scare away here in a cemetery?
My ghoul friend. She's the ghost in the invisible bikini.
What are you putting me on?
Herbie, I know you're broad-minded, but this is ridiculous.
No, I'm serious. And you should see her since she traded her bedsheet for a bikini.
Well, you must enjoy looking around for a real nothing broad.
It's really just that American International is inviting everyone out to the graveyard for a blood-curdling blast with the ghost in the invisible bikini to see Tommy Kirk, Deborah Wally, Aaron Kincaid, Harvey Lembeck, and Jesse White with Nancy Sinatra, and guest stars Basil Rathbone, Boris Karloff, and Susan Hart in the ghost in the invisible bikini in Pathé color and Panavision.
Now, you would have to get commercial. Now you scared her away.
Gathering of darkness. Gathering of darkness. Unholy relic. Unholy relic. On the Big Scary Show. On the Big Scary Show. Thank you.
ready to dress up your show? Need to pump new life into old props? Just want to show something no one else has? Do what Alice Cooper, Distortions Unlimited, and A-list haunters all over the world do. Wear Von Karam. Durable, handcrafted, dependable year after year. Von Karam. When you scare enough to wear the very best. VonCharon.com. VonCharon.com.
All right, Storm here on the show floor at ScareCon New England. I'm with Jamie from JW Craft and Witch Hats. Jamie, tell me about some of the neat stuff you have here, especially the witch hats.
All of my witch hats are one of a kind. Mm-hmm. I take a regular witch hat and then I decorate it with all kinds of like pumpkins, witches, ravens, and make them fancy. You can wear them or you can display them. Mm-hmm. And then I make some custom masks. My main focus is steampunk.
Yep.
Been doing steampunk for about 4 or 5 years now. I love it. I custom paint Nerf guns and make hats and have a blast. I love Halloween. I love making costume hats. It's super fun, and I'm inexpensive, so I like to keep it. I like to keep it
reasonable,
good, so
yeah.
Reasonable price. I don't like to go way out there for people.
Especially for us fans, we end up having two or three of these things
yes.
around. It's woo shiny and nice.
It's and shiny and
this
nice.
Definitely is. Just in the past 2 minutes, we've had so many people just coming up and having to really look at some of these really neat masks and steampunks and a lot of the neat weapons, too, which is, you know,
yes.
something that always adds that little flair to it.
I like to take the Nerf guns and I mm-hmm. paint them black, and then I go in and I hand paint all the little details that you don't notice that are
exactly.
on Nerf guns, because they're neon green and
exactly.
orange and yellow.
No,
and,
they look fantastic.
I paint them.
One of the things I really like with some of your hats are the theming to it. You even have some Harry Potter hats.
Yes, of course. Harry Potter's the best.
Yeah, a little mix of the Slytherin and the Gryffindor with
Gryffindor,
the colors.
Slytherin, and I do have Ravenclaw and Hufflepuff, too. I do all of the houses. I crochet the scarves, and then I just do all of the
wow.
school colors for them. And
That's mm-hmm. that's really awesome. That is fantastic.
Oh, there's always a theme to the hats.
Will you be appearing at any more shows this summer and fall?
In 2 weeks, I'll be at Comic-Con at Foxwoods.
All right.
Connecticut.
Yep, Connecticut. Excellent, yep. excellent. Where can our listeners find more of your things online in social media or
Facebook.
Websites?
Facebook. Either Facebook at JW Crafts. I'm mm-hmm. out of Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Or my full name, Jamie Wilkins, is better.
Sounds great. Great. Thank you, Jamie. Anything else you wanted to add? Or
no, just come on down.
Awesome. And definitely, listeners, check it out. Again, what haunter is complete without a stunning, fancy witch hat, especially coming up for this October? Jamie, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Greetings, listeners, and welcome.
Welcome.
Watch out. Don't trip over that torso.
It's time
for Between
the
Corpses.
Greetings, haunters. Meathook Jim here. Well, it is now summer. The solstice has passed, and we're getting into the hottest part of the year, which is always fun because that's the build time. But hey, we take the good with the bad. So, what goes on during the summer if you're not doing builds like me? A lot. Just thought I'd give you a little bit of a window into what I do during the summer. I have training classes that have to be taken care of, written out, and taught. There is contract negotiations with my actor team and haunts in the tri-state and beyond. I just picked up a new gig. I get to be a guest ring announcer for a small pro wrestling promotion. Hopefully that'll pan out to something a little bit more. I'm kind of excited about that. Been a fan for a long time, and this is like a dream for a kid, in this case a 53-year-old kid, but a dream nonetheless. So, what next? Conventions. Horror conventions. As a matter of fact, by the time you listen to this, I will be at or would have been at Days of the Dead Indianapolis with the Lady of Darkness, and I understand the Haunstrumentalist and his lovely wife as well. Hoping to talk to some horror icons, a couple of wrestlers, and just have a good time, you know. They're always gracious to us for and get us into most of their shows, so we always try to reciprocate by making sure we give them plenty of press. Moving forward, next month is my pro wrestling debut, so to speak. And then I'll be working a wrestling convention with New Ohio Wrestling, my new friends. And we get to meet some old school stars like Sergeant Slaughter, Jimmy the Mouth of the South Heart, Nikolai Volkoff, for those of you that are really old, like me. At least that's what my friend Kirby says, I'm just old. Moving into August, we also have, well, at the end of July, we have Mall has an event called Mall Stock, and it's our team-building exercise. We go out to my manager's family farm, and we camp out, and it's a bonding adventure. We drink, we eat, we play games, we shoot video, and we shoot weapons sometimes. So I'm looking forward to that. We get a bunch of the people from the team out there, and it's a good time. As we get into August, again, I've got the wrestling convention, and then September brings up Scarefest and the beginning of season, and from there we hit the ground running. You know, there's quite a few bookings going on, and I'm not done yet with Mall booking-wise. Venues that we haven't done in the past, which is always good. So stay tuned if you're interested to find out what Mall is doing or how you may be able to become part of Mall. You can email me at meathookjim@bigscaryshow.com. If you're interested in being part of the traveling team, one of the venues that I will tell you is going to be a brewery, which is going to be an interesting show, to say the least. More on that as we finalize plans. Well, you know, it's just kind of a laid-back, too hot to do anything day. That's why I decided to just talk to you about what I do during the summer. And that doesn't include fixing my swimming pool so I can cool off. But then again, sunlight makes me hiss like a vampire, so what's the point? Anyway, catch you on the next episode, and try to stay cool.
All right, Storm back on the show floor, and I am here at the booth for Loren Malloy. Yay! Hey, guess what, listeners? If you're scoring at home, I've gotten my first name wrong for the day.
It's okay. It's like Sophia Loren. No worries.
Loren, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm a horror author, screenwriter, actor, and soon-to-be director. Mm-hmm. I also do women in horror panels talking about the portrayal of the conqueror versus the victim in literature and movies. I travel around the country doing a horror con at least once or twice a month. I have 7 books out now, as well as a screenplay that's traveling around the film festivals called Yield. It's a short horror film, a little bit like Wrong Turn, a little bit like Hills Have Eyes, with a lot of people pizza, because, you know, if you can't stomach cannibalism, you might not be able to handle me.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome. Tell me a little bit about the books you have.
I have The Very Devil Herself, which is about an immortal cannibal who's a king, who works for the King of England from the 16th through 19th century, hunting down historical serial killers. Everything's historically accurate. The pubs, the streets, the hotels, the serial killers she chases, everything except the immortal cannibal herself, because otherwise history would be too epic. Yes. I also have The Bedtime Killer that just came out. That is about a Peeping Tom turned lust killer. So you get to see him transition from that Peeping Tom through the crisis into the lust killer, see him learning his signature MO, but you
you also get to see it from the point of view of the cops and the point of view of the victim. Well, each experience goes round and round, so you get to see every point of view through that whole scenario until the gruesome crescendo at the end.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Thank
especially
you.
Now, that's a little mix of horror and the true crime thing, which is
exactly.
just huge right
I was,
now.
I actually put a quote from AC/DC because Richard Ramirez, who was a lust killer, as a lot of our serial killer fans know, loved that song. He actually said it was his favorite. So I had to put it in and kind of give a little nod to, you know, him. The other one I have is The Storyteller of Pain, and that is about a psychiatrist trapped within a lunatic asylum with 13 different types of demons and a deadly surgeon all trying to get her at once. She has to figure out how to survive all of it without the help of a priest. How does she do it? Gotta read the book to find out.
That is fantastic. Brian, where else can our listeners catch you this summer and fall?
Let's see. It's so crazy that it's hard to keep track of.
Yeah.
I have another one in September, Haunt Fair in Pennsylvania by Twitch Productions. An amazing one. We got things like Robert Mukes are going to be there, Gene Clark, me. I'm also going to be probably doing a panel there. Cross your fingers.
Yep.
After that, I also have AuthorCon in October.
Ooh.
And I have another one after that that I can't seem to remember, which I think is in November. And right now we're also booking for 2019 already. So it's a whirlwind. Plus we have my screenplay, Yield, which is a horror short film. So that's going to be starting to go around the film festivals. Macabre Film Fair happens in January on Long Island every year. And I'm a big fan of that one. So hopefully I will be at that as well. And I'm just, everyone's booking cons, so I'm trying to keep it all in order, you know? I try to see as many fans as possible.
Where can our listeners check out your books and your appearances? Websites, social media?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram, Loren_Malloy. I'm on Facebook, Loren Malloy Official. So, you know, Facebook.com, Loren Malloy Official. My website, www.lorenmalloy.com. So LorenMolloy.com. I'm also... Oh, all of my books are also on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Oh, fantastic.
So you put my name in, once again, LorenMolloy, either on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and all of my books pop up. I have 7 so far. I also have a horror dark poetry book, as well as, ironically, light children picture books for little kids, because we all have kids in our lives, and I kind of didn't want them to be like, you only write creepy stuff I can't read. So I do a weird mosh mosh of fun stuff. But, yeah.
So a little bit of everything for you, listeners, and definitely, what about the, you said you did the panels and talking about women in the horror industry.
Yes, I just recently did Nickel City Con in Buffalo, and I did a Women in Horror panel, which is a look at the females in literature and movies of the contrast between the conqueror, as I call them, like Ellen Ripley, versus the victim, which I say is more like the Shining Wendy.
Yeah.
And a look back and forth between literature and movies, so we can constantly see that back and forth and really kind of discuss some of the nitty-gritty about it. And we had a packed room at Nickel City Con. They loved it so much. And Scarecon and I have been talking. Hopefully the next one, I'll be doing that panel there.
Oh, great. Yep.
Yeah, and I'm hoping for Women in Horror Film Festival. We're doing a talk. Hopefully we'll have all that work out because they're awesome. So it's been going really good. And anybody who wants me to do my Women in Horror panel, I always say yes because it's all about bringing awareness and getting more women to... And a more, you know, fun aspect of all our horror
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Loren. Hope the rest of the show goes well for you.
Thank you, and happy horrors, everyone.
Passion is what drives us. The passion to be the best. For over 10 years, that passion has taken us from eBay to becoming the driving force in the haunted house industry. And... we are just getting started. From flex props to 9-foot giants. Great details, great looks, and great pricing is the foundation we are built on. Our heart beats Halloween and haunts. We are a creepy collection. Let us deliver our passion to your haunted attraction this season. CreepyCollection.com. Now that's creepy.
All right, Storm back on show floor, and I'm going to talk with Misty Pendragon from the Scream Sisters, a fantastic podcast. Misty, tell us a little bit about the podcast and your booth today.
Okay, well, we're here selling jewelry and selling Scream Sister swag. I'm doing a raffle for fundraising for the podcast. We're still up and strong. We haven't done a podcast in a while because of scheduling, but I'm going to be doing one with interviews that I do today. My dream interview is Elvira today, but I don't know what's going to happen
tough.
There.
There's a big line with photo ops and everything with her. I did see Dee Snider stop by earlier.
Yeah, Dee Snider sat by, and I did an interview with him. It went pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
So at least I'll have him.
He's pretty awesome with it. You were also with a panel on me earlier today talking about podcasts. That was a lot of fun and informative for everybody. Tell us a little bit more about the podcast, what you guys have on there.
Well, we have different subjects. We're going to be done. The last couple podcasts we did was on indie movies. We've done ones on horror comedy. We've done...
I think you guys did scary stories a couple years ago.
Yeah, we did ghost stories. Mm-hmm. We're gonna be doing found footage, and we're going to be doing Rob Zombie movies, because we're all Rob Zombie movie fans.
They're not necessarily good, but they're so fun. It's just something about them.
Some of them are not good. Some of them are good, in my opinion, anyway.
Exactly. It's a different direction, so a lot of fun. Where can our listeners check out your podcast?
They're on Facebook. Well, you can get the link on Facebook, mm-hmm. but you can go to iTunes and find it.
Perfect. And, find all the archive stories and look for new ones there. Missing anything else you want to tell our listeners or any other shows you'll be at?
I'll be at Rock and Shock.
Oh, Rock and Shock in Worcester, Massachusetts. Is it September or October?
October.
Awesome. Well, looking forward to that also. Missy, great talking with you. And everybody, check out Scream Sisters. Very fun. Check out some of the old episodes and give them a little love and support. They're an awesome show they're doing.
Thank you.
Grave Tone Productions. Death awaits on the Big Scary Show. We'll be right back.
once again, Frighteners. Welcome to yet another edition of the Weister's Haunted Vista. And here we are in mid to late June. The first day of summer has passed. You know what that means, don't you?
No, I didn't think. Sorry about that.
Oh, don't be dense. We're 3.5 months away from a beloved holiday. You all know what that one is, right?
Oh, come on. Not again.
All kidding aside, of course, I'm referring to Halloween, and if you didn't know that, you're definitely listening to the wrong podcast, folks.
Do you know what you're full of?
Jokes aside, I'm preempting programming for this show. As I just came back from Chicago to celebrate my 50th-something birthday, no prizes for guessing how old I am, and plain and simple, I got a little bit nostalgic after spending a lot of time with good friends, good food, good booze, and who knows what else, but I'll leave that to your imagination. And I decided to roll with it and do a little bit of a looking back piece here. I'm simply calling this The Horrors of Chicago.
We've summoned you here for a monster revival. Thrilled you could join this gathering of ghouls.
It's a monster rally.
Any kid who grew up in the 70s in the Chicagoland area and was into Halloween monsters haunting and ghoulies and all that good stuff definitely remembers that. That was the intro to a little show called The Monster Rally Movie. It ran on WSNS TV 44, a UHF channel. Anybody remember those? And it basically featured more low-budget stuff like Lamora, Kel-Tiki the Immortal Monster, Octoman, and all kinds of trashy goodness that you just couldn't get anywhere else. I've mentioned this before, Chicago has always had a love affair with monsters and Halloween and things of that nature. I'm not going to reiterate the stuff I said last time around, but take a brief look at some much-beloved stuff that it really occurred to me while I was hanging out with my friends. Plus, I'm going to give a little rundown of some major, major haunts and haunt sites you may want to take a look at and take into consideration for your 2018 haunting season. So let the horrors of Chicago begin. It's no big secret that, not unlike New York and Los Angeles, Chicago has always been a hotbed for horror, sci-fi, and fantasy. Horror in particular. The city just loves Halloween. I mean, honestly, where can you find another city that honors a local horror TV host, a.k.a. Rich Coles, the son of Svengoolie, a.k.a. Svengoolie nowadays, every year with keys to the city, monuments, and different appreciations in different suburbs around the Chicagoland area? That says volumes for me just right there alone. In terms of my own personal recall, it goes all the way back to the 70s when WGN-TV and WFLD-TV had two of the major, major monster shows in existence at that point.
Boy, that thing gets heavy. This is some heavy
things. Where? Oh, yes. Listen, the time has come for scary things like monsters, ghosts, and vampire wings, like horrible movies, all drippy and drooly, and horrible hosts like me, Bruce Cabot.
And not quite more like Jerry G. Bishop, the original Svengoolie. This guy had more of the grade Z stuff, anything from Caruso the Beast of the Amazon, he actually did run the original Night of the Living Dead, and all kinds of horrible, really bad films. While on the flip side, you had WGN-TV, which ran creature features, was where I cut my teeth in all the classics. Dracula, Frankenstein, The Wolfman, and both shows ran pretty simultaneously. The original Svengoolie's run cut off around 1973, when Bishop decided to explore other endeavors, but Creature Features ran for a couple more years, and along with WFLD TV 32 and WSNS 44's unending barrage of things like Chiller Theater, Monster Movie 1 and 2, Thing Theater, The Monstrous Movie, yada, 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 through most of the 70s and early 80s, one could be awash in old, cheesy horror flicks or the classics if you so choose. All three or four of these channels ran just about everything you can imagine from the top of the list to the bottom of the bucket.
Ooh, ooh, hey, wow. Ooh, ooh.
aspect of this would be theatrical releases as well, which usually made big splashes, especially if the film was a big hit. These films, unlike today, could have a lot of staying power. I can't recall every instance, but one in particular sticks in my mind. The late George Romero's 1978 release of the original Dawn of the Dead made a huge impact out here when it did first show up. The trick of that was, too, that film never went away for a good 18 months from its initial release date. What I mean is it was always in some theater somewhere. I used to scan the newspapers a lot back in those days, remember those? And Dawn of the Dead was either playing in major theaters, midnight movies, or some obscure off-the-charts suburbs in one of their CD theaters as well. It never completely went away, and it got a big resurgence in the summer of 79 when we had a big horror fest which included Alien, Prophecy, Nightwing, the Amityville Horror, and Universal Studios' big-budget remake of Dracula with Frank Langella in the titular role and Sir Laurence Olivier as Van Helsing. Dawn of the Dead had a huge resurgence in that city, and it didn't go away for quite some time after that until Lucio's Zombies showed up in the late summer of 1980, but that's a horse of another color. Halloween and haunted houses were a very big deal in the city. Granted, if you remember back in that time, Halloween was kind of the outlaw holiday. It didn't enjoy the huge commercial prominence it has now, but it was definitely popular in the Chicagoland area and the suburbs. There were no shortage of haunted houses, however cheesy they may be. Not to mention, you saw the advent of the home haunter. Believe me, there were a lot of yard haunts in my neighborhood. And trick-or-treat was always a big deal with the kids, and especially in those days when if it landed on a weekend, you could start trick-or-treating at noon and you weren't done till 10 or 11 o'clock. Don't forget, I grew up in the 70s and 80s, and trick-or-treat on weekdays alone, when you got out of school, you got dressed up and you didn't come home till 10 o'clock. This was a big deal. And this brings me to my main thrust of this piece, the best haunted houses in Chicago to visit for your haunting season. First of all, there's two major websites you want to check out, hauntedhousechicago.com, and if you want a wider berth, I strongly recommend it, hauntedillinois.com as well. They have plenty of information, links, and reviews to help you find the best scares for your buck. Now, in terms of my own personal preferences and recommendations, I have to give a shout-out to the late lamented Dream Reapers and the passing of its owner and facilitator, Jim Talent, a.k.a. JT. This was a remarkable haunt, which closed in 2012 due to a variety of reasons, and JT's recent passing genuinely upset the Chicago and nationwide haunt community. He will be greatly missed. But in regards to other great haunts, I have to give a big shout-out to Aurora's Basement of the Dead. We visited it twice in 2013 and I believe 2015, and this thing makes the top of Best of Chicago lists every year for very good reason. I highly recommend this. It's not for the squeamish or the faint of heart, and it is very intense. A recent addition to the party, the 13th Floor, is another one you really, really want to check out. This thing is eye candy intensive, and the actors are top notch, but get there early. When we went, the line was around the block, and they have only grown in stature since then. Of course, I have to give a Statesville Haunted Prison out in Joliet, Illinois. Running for over a decade, this sucker will scare the bejesus out of you if you're not really careful. Very well done, and one of the best haunted prisons in the country. Located between Chicago and Milwaukee, the Dungeon of Doom is best known for its burned dead or alive experience, and other attractions of the spooky complex include a haunted hospital, a gruesome sewer, and the Cabin of Carnage. Also worthy of note is the Midnight Terror Haunted House. The Southside Haunted House combines old-school Star Trek tactics with animatronics and CGI effects. Characters from dynamic workers to ghost cult leaders to cannibalistic butchers hide around nearly every corner waiting to get ya. You might also want to check out Hell's Gate Haunted House out in Lockport, Illinois, not too far away from where my best friend lives. It's a multi-level mansion filled with secret passages, giant slides, ghastly secrets, and undead abominations. And wrapping this little look at Chicago haunts up would be the arrival of none other than the legendary House of Torment, setting up camp up in Morton Grove, Illinois. These guys lived up to their reputation. I highly recommend them, especially if you've got a panicky girlfriend. Now, as a few of you may have surmised, I will be going over some of these more in-depth later on in the year and into 2019. I can't say which ones are which, but I will definitely be incorporating more reviews into the Vista towards the course of 2019, as my wife and I will be doing quite a bit more traveling during the Halloween 2018 season. So keep your eyes peeled, and who knows, I may have some special little tidbits from all of them for you along the way as well. Next time on the Vista, well, once again, I'm going to leave that up in the air. I have a lot of stuff on the back burner, and I'll just kind of pick and choose. Whatever it will be cool and really ghoul, and okay, that's enough of the bad puns.
Can I slit his throat, Your Majesty?
Yes. Slit his throat.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Ooh, tough audience there. Before I wrap this up, I want to give special thanks to my two best friends in Chicago, John Mueller and Jack Volute, for making my most recent trip quite the fun one, for helping me plan out what we're going to be doing this Halloween season, and also for some heads up on this article. Thanks, guys, and we will see you soon, hopefully at Wizard World this August. So, in the meantime, if you want to reach me with comments, critiques, and suggestions, drop me a line at erveister@wooh.rr.com, or look me up on Facebook as Eric Veister, like I go by anything else. I'm going to respond to either of them, but you'll catch me much quicker on Facebook, though the email is a pretty way to catch me nowadays as well. And while we're on that subject, take a look at my Blogspot page, the Veister's Halloween Haunt Journal, full of news, ghouls, views, and reviews that you can use and abuse. Say that three times fast. No, I'm not even going to try. So, until next time, 2 weeks from now, always remember to send Ghoulies Credo and brush your fangs, comb your face, drink your milk before it clots, bite Mama goodnight, and always remember that Chicago pizza is the best, and there are no hot dogs like Chicago hot dogs. And in terms of pizza, the City of Angels and the Big Apple can bite it. We're number one.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Thank you, Jake and Elwood Blues, in case anyone missed that reference. So until next time, everybody keep haunting, you home haunters keep building, and we'll see you again in 2 weeks. Best wishes until then.
All right, Storm here on the show floor at Scarecon New England again. I am here with Terry at Terry Dragon. Terry, tell me what I'm looking at, which is just awesome.
You are looking at handmade soft sculpture collectible dragons.
And it's ones for everything. I'm looking at a Dr. Watson dragon. This is really neat and a lot of neat colors. What inspires you to do some of these things?
Inspiration comes from everywhere. My very first dragon I made was Ivan the Carpenter dragon, named after my father,
okay.
who had passed away, and I wanted to make something to honor him. And it was received so well that I made Leona the Literary Dragon. Those are my two books that are written about those two dragons.
Oh, wow.
And from there, it just snowballed. We started doing Celtic festivals, so I had a lot of Celtic dragons. You can see Scotty the Piper dragon, and Arnold the golfer, and Michael the Bowron player. And from there, it just rolled into what you're seeing here. I have over 200 different characters.
Wow. These are really neat. And they're collectible. I mean, this is, any haunter would want one of these on their shelf for just, I'm looking at a Jack Skellington dragon. I know people who would fight over that. That is phenomenal. Tell me a little bit about the books, too.
Oh, well, I have the two children's books. The very first one is A Dragon Called Ivan, and like I said, that's named after my dad. Mm-hmm. And first came the dragon, and then came the book. And it was almost as if the dragon told me the book, and I just wrote it down.
Yep.
It's very autobiographical, even though it's about a dragon.
Yeah.
And then the second one is A Dragon Called Leona. The first one is about the importance of having an imagination. And in the story, if you don't have an imagination, you can't see dragons.
Yeah.
But if you do have an imagination, this is what you can see. And in the second book, The Dragon Called Leona, it's about the importance of reading. Because if you don't read, then you lose your imagination. And once again, then you can't see all these dragons.
Wow.
And life is always better with a dragon.
For our listeners who weren't able to make it at Scarecon, can they find your dragons online or other shows coming out?
Yes, we have at terrydragon.com.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, most of them are online. We don't usually have the smaller dragons online. We just have just a few of those. But all of these dragons are online. It can also go to my Facebook page.
Okay. Yep.
And if they like us on Facebook, then they'll see any specials that I have coming up for the dragons.
And that's all Terry, T-E-R-R-I, Dragon.
Correct.
For Facebook.com. Excellent.
Correct.
Any shows here for this summer or fall you'll also be at?
Yes. For the next 3 weeks, we will be at the Connecticut Renaissance Festival.
Oh, wow. Great.
The name of the Connecticut Renaissance Festival.
Midsummer Festival.
Yeah.
All right. The Midsummer Renaissance
and
Festival.
And after that?
Massachusetts Renaissance Festival.
And we're also doing the
Celtic Classic in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
The largest Celtic festival in the United States. So we're busy.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, and we're adding them as we go. We'll probably be in Salem in the Biz Bash.
Okay.
So, yeah, we will be around. So, again, if they go to my Facebook page, we always list...
Have the schedule.
List our schedule, right, and any new ones that we add.
Fantastic. And definitely, listeners, you can't miss this stand. I mean, it calls to you and you just see it. It is really neat.
Well, we tell people they are guaranteed to make you smile.
They are.
Have people come back and tell me that they truly are. So they make a great gift if you have somebody who needs a smile.
Absolutely.
They need a Terry Dragon in their life.
Absolutely. Great. Thank you very much, Terry. Anything else you want to add or, the website, TerryDragon.com?
TerryDragon.com has all the info. Like I said, go to our Facebook page, and I always post everything that's new. I try to have a new dragon for every show. This show, I have the Sanderson sisters.
Okay. Oh,
so,
okay. it's a lot to absorb in. It is.
A wall of dragons is sometimes hard to pick out certain ones, yes. Well, but the Sanderson sisters are brand new for this show.
Oh, they're awesome. I get that now, too, and they are awesome.
Thank you very
Great.
Much.
Great. Thank you very much, Terry.
In 1897, Dr. Alexander Hammond arrived at an institution for the criminally insane. Only to discover the unsolved murders of several guards.
Drivers, where are we?
Jerry Vane takes you into Black Moon Asylum, a twisted abyss of torment, madness, and the horrifying mystery of Patient 292.
Time for your medication.
Black Moon Asylum, a symphonic journey into darkness from instrumentalist Jerry Vane. Download Black Moon Asylum at jerryvane.com, iTunes, cdbaby.com, Amazon MP3, and your favorite download site.
All right, Storm, I'm not actually on the show floor at the moment. I'm actually behind a booth at the Dorkening with Leo. Leo, tell our listeners about the Dorkening.
Okay, well, the Dorkening, we are a... kind of stupidly started our own podcast network. We do multiple shows a week. We do and they're all live. So our Sunday show is every Sunday live at 10 a.m. Eastern, where we talk about movies, video games, what's new at the theater, all dorky topics. Then we decided to do a Tuesday show live at 9 p.m. Eastern, where we interview horror celebrities. So we've had, Sid Haig on, Kane Hodder, tons of people. A lot of indie, directors and writers and filmmakers. And then, since I don't have enough time, I decided to start a video game show every other Thursday at 9 p.m. And we decided to, start taking the audio and just doing a podcast network. And it's a little crazy, but a lot of fun.
How many years have you've been doing these?
About 5 years.
Yep.
Yeah.
Seems to be a big blossom of podcasting either just recently or about 5-6 years ago. It seems to be two big jumps.
Exactly. And, as we were talking on the panel, there seems to be, now a lot of fever of a lot of people trying to start podcasts because they think, with the new Google algorithms and, voice search, that, podcasts is the way to go. And, there's definitely a lot more people starting podcasts now, it seems like.
Even seeing some of the radios transitioning into podcasts, more shows are recording and then having their complete show available as a podcast. And even some who, no longer have a paycheck from some of these big media places that are bankrupt are suddenly becoming podcasts instead of... their normal radio shows.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one of the guys I love is, Leo Laporte from This Week in Tech. And, after they canceled Screensavers, he decided to, just start doing podcasting and video, everybody thought he was going crazy, saying, hey, I'm going to do video 24 hours a day, you know, but, you know, look what happened with the Twit Network.
So also this weekend, you're helping the show with monitoring and organizing some of the panels. Talk about some of the panels we got going on at ScareCon New England.
So we have Dee Snider's going to be doing a panel. Right now we have the indie filmmakers, Mike Neal and Garo Nagosian, talking about their movies. Obviously, we did the podcasting one earlier. There's horror writing. I'm not sure if Cassandra Elvira is going to be doing a panel. But basically, JV, you know, I told him last year, we want to help out. You know, he gives us the booth, and, you know, we want to return the favor, help out where we can.
Absolutely.
So he started talking to us about, you know, what would we like to do with panels. So I started a Google Sheet. He said, okay, this is everybody that's coming. We started, you know, trying to play around and figure out what, who's going where and what room. And so it turned out basically we had a, you know, sandbox to play with.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Is it just a New England one you guys get out for ScareCon, or will you be up at New York this fall?
We do the New York one as well.
All right.
It's a bit of a drive, but it's, you know, we love ScareCon. They, you know, JV treats us right. He's a great guy.
What about any other shows and promotions coming up for the podcast this summer?
We try to interview at Terrificon. We don't get a booth there. Rhode Island Comic Con as well. Super Mega Fest. Those are pretty much the ones that we stick to. Yeah.
Awesome. And where can our listeners catch all the awesome shows for The Dorkening?
Well, if you head on over to thedorkening.com, you'll find most of our stuff. But all our shows can be found on YouTube, Facebook, Periscope, Twitch, the audio versions everywhere from iTunes to Spotify.
Awesome. And you can't miss the logo either. It's the old Nintendo-ish logo with the name. Anything else you want to touch on?
No, I mean, I think that's about it. We're just a bunch of dorks. We, you know, it's not just a couple people. It's, you know, sometimes our shows are like six, seven people on a show.
Yes, yes.
So it's a good group discussion. And it's a lot of fun every week.
Absolutely. I got to say, I check in, especially the Sunday when you're talking about movies, especially ones that just came out. Because, you know, nowadays, don't spoil movies. Everybody can get to it their schedule. It's great to know, all right, I saw it Friday or Saturday. Oh, here's a group who's going to talk about it Sunday morning.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you for that. It's
awesome.
It's definitely a lot of fun.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Leo.
Okay, thank you.
Ohio Haunted House owners, actors, and enthusiasts, join the new Ohio Haunters Association. We are working with haunters across the state, from home to pro, to strengthen the Ohio haunt community. Open to all owners, actors, makeup artists, prop builders, designers, and Halloween paranormal enthusiasts. The Ohio Haunters Association, where haunting is the heart of it all. Look for us on Facebook. As we slide back into the swamp where we hid the body, we would like to thank the following sponsors: Screamline Studios, Dark Imaginings, Von Caron Productions, Haunt Pay, Ticket Leap, and Creepy Collection. We would also like to thank Virgil Franklin, Master of the Ether Muse, as well as the Fordga hosts, including Storm, Rants and More, HauntMinute.com, The Unknown Scare Actor, Actor Trainer and Traveling Actor Troupe. For more information, check out MaulMonsters.com. That's MaulMonsters.com. Drew Badger, Actor Trainer and Consultant. Find out more at RabbitBadger.org. And Jerry Vane, the Hauntstrumentalist. For all your heavy metal and haunt needs, JerryVane.com. And finally, you, the listener. Without you, we are nothing.
The Big Scary Show is copyright Big Scary Show, LLC, and no rebroadcast of this show may be made without express permission of the owners. All music used on The Big Scary Show is used with expressed permission of the artists themselves.